When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really fair.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Massive destruction in Maui following wildfires that have claimed 80 lives. Many more remain missing. This resident of the town of Lahaina says no one saw this coming.
No sirens went off, nothing, nothing. We just had to know that ourselves. It was fight or flight with no warning whatsoever. And it spread in the matter of minutes.
CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti picks up the story from there.
Every survivor we spoke with tells the same story. They never received a notice to evacuate. There were no text alerts. High wind knocked out power before the fire began, meaning there was no access to television or radio news. They were literally in the dark. Officials say many of those who died attempted to outrun the flames on foot.
Hawaii's Attorney General has launched an investigation into the initial emergency response by Maui officials. When it comes to tourism,
Maui is a very popular destination. In fact, it's one of the most visited islands in Hawaii. Tourists come here and spend billions of dollars every year. And that's why it's very unusual to hear the tourism authority asking visitors to please leave this island as soon as they can so authorities can focus on the recovery effort.
CBS's Carter Evans. Georgia's former lieutenant governor has been called to testify in the state's election interference probe.
I did just receive notification to appear on Tuesday morning at the Fulton County Grand Jury, and I certainly will be there to do my part in recounting the facts.
Jeff Duncan was speaking on CNN, where he is a political commentator. A grand jury in Fulton County is expected to issue an indictment very soon. Former President Trump was asked to respond to the possibility of more indictments and whether he might take a plea deal.
I don't take plea deals because I did nothing wrong. It's called election interference. You know what that is? Because this is, these indictments are brought out by Biden. Even put two sentences together.
Donald Trump was speaking to reporters at the Des Moines airport while campaigning in Iowa. Dangerous heat is still gripping large swaths of the country from western Texas to North Carolina. In Ruston, Louisiana, the heat is testing some sports fans, players, and officials alike. William Wade is the commissioner for Dixie Youth Baseball.
We have a policy where if the heat index gets to a certain point, we take mandatory 5-minute breaks every 2 innings because obviously we want to keep the officials and the players hydrated.
Trying to cool down with some ice cream? Well, the Real Kosher Ice Cream Company has announced a recall of all of its soft serve ice cream after two people got sick from eating the vanilla chocolate flavor. The CDC has issued an alert in 20 states saying a listeria outbreak might be linked to the soft serve. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Moments like seeing my
Max Inc. Radio with Dave Adler. What's your ingredient or what do you do? What's your pre-show prep?
A little bit of Jimmy.
Oh, there you go.
And a little bit of K, Special K.
K's own song.
Makes me feel like $1 million.
I'm, you know what? I'm just always happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere, as Keith Richards has said so often. It's a miracle.
Saturday nights at 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you. was a fool. To think you felt the same. Believing that maybe you change. You're thinking that you got me, boy, but you're wrong. You're wrong. Now you're never, ever gonna fool me again.
This is Kelsey Miles, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media. That's Kelsey Miles, I Go Back. Before that, to kick off the night, brand new music from Kelsey Miles. That was Fool, and it's available for download right now on our webpage, kelseymiles.com. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. I'm Jimmy Kay. I'm joined with Rocker and Terry Barr.
Hello,
what's
everyone.
Happening, Jimmy?
Woo!
So here's what's happening. We are broadcasting live.
We are.
For
we
the
are.
First time in 5 weeks. We took some time off. And now we're in the brand new studio at Civic Media in downtown
Ta-da!
Madison on State Street.
I'm putting everything as hashtag fancy.
So, yeah. I mean, here we are. Here we are. We're on State Street, the hub of Madison, Wisconsin.
Yes.
In the state capital of Wisconsin. And we're playing original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight.
I think we have to give ourselves a hand for getting here. You
Very
know?
Nice.
Woo! Yeah.
Some pretty fancy digs. I like the big screen with the logo, Max Inc.
Yep. And you and I have both been taking pictures and video and putting it out there. So if you're wondering what we're talking about, I did post a video on the Max Inc. page, Facebook page. I'll get to it on Twitter and Instagram as well. But right now it's on the Facebook page, Max Inc. Radio.
And if you're out on State Street, you can actually kind of wave at us up in the second window. Jimmy, you can even have people wave at you, and we can wave at you too.
And occasionally there'll be an Art Paul Schlosser sliding because he busts right before the overture.
That's right.
Quite a bit.
Oh, good.
Oh, things are happening down here.
And, of course, if you want to join the show, you can do that, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You could call or text in the Civic Media app. Rocker, to celebrate, we got a great show for the people tonight. Oh.
Wow, Jimmy, we are loaded tonight. Aaron Weber from the Aaron Weber Group, he's going to be here to talk about real estate and what's going on in this Madison summer market. It's crazy. Nick Moss Band, they're coming from Chicago to Madison for a CD release. We'll talk to Nick Moss tonight. He's down in Chicago. We'll have him on the phone. Herd of Bison, Ben Lakuta, he's in town. We're going to hear about their new music. And then Ty Christian, Mad with Power. It's moving to the Sylvie.
Whoa!
And
that's huge.
Yeah, I mean, this is huge growth.
And it's sold out.
It's already sold out.
At the Sylvie is sold out. Don't you get, they give you some kind of a trophy for that, I think, when you say that.
Oh, absolutely, and it has a naughty word on it, but yeah, you get a trophy that says, way to go with a finger.
Ty's going to have a memorial erected somewhere in Madison. Just be a big bronze statue of Fang on fire.
That's so good. Okay, I got to mention the 9 o'clock hour. Kaylin Cole coming back in.
Yeah.
Rocker and I were just reminiscing. She was on our last live show 5 weeks ago.
Yep.
And in the meantime, she's now been to Europe. She's got brand new music, and she's going to tell us all about it and play some songs for us in the 9 o'clock hour. We call her Wisconsin's own, even though she does live in Nashville now. But we're so proud of her, and we just love her music so much.
And her music is so good. At 10
it
o'clock,
is.
I got Max Inc. Heavy for you. We're starting off on a somber note tonight. You know, you heard the news, of course. Joey Jonas from Bad Year passed away. So we're going to start off the Max Inc. Heavy with a double dip of Bad Year. Also, Riley and Jordan from Music for the Masses, a great show happening in Watertown August 19th, will join us. Essential Last Crack at 11. And Robert Halstead from Sky Real Fly will join us after 11 o'clock, too.
Phew-wee. I'm exhausted just looking at this rundown.
No doubt.
Wow.
So, a great Festiland Festival is happening next weekend here in Madison.
Yes.
Eakin Park Fest. Rocker, you're a part of the Festiland with Atwood, of course. Tell us what you know about Eakin Park.
Well, Eakin Park actually is not part of the Festiland lineup, Jimmy, but they should be, I think.
Yeah.
Faho for show. Hey, they opened up Atwood Fest, so they're also opening up Eakin Park at noon. And then Northside Heat, Defunk, the Grease Monkeys, Louie and the Flash Bombs, Jimmy, Sorry Machine, and they have a whole kids section, all kinds of stuff happening, rock painting, hula hoops, children's parade, water balloon toss. Everything sounds like a good time. Lots of food, of course.
It's great Northside Festival. I'm a Northsider.
Right.
And I love it. It's down by the Tip Top Tavern.
Yes.
Oh, that's perfect.
And
yes.
It's the whole block of Meyer Avenue there. The neighbors come out, party, and it's been growing over the years.
Yes.
It's just a great Northside Festival.
Getting bigger.
Next Saturday, Eakin Park Fest, you can see these guys. These guys are from Milwaukee. They sent their music to maxincradio@gmail.com. It's Louie and the Flash Bombs and their song, Hard Luck Story, on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media. We are local music. Magic Conch there from their new album, Fine Dining Breathing. Meet Me in the Middle. Louis and the Flash Bombs before that. They're playing Eakin Park next weekend on Saturday. Be sure you check that out because that's a great festival. Speaking of Eastside festivals,
yes.
Atwood Fest was a blast this year. We weren't here last week to talk about it, but I tell you what, Michael Sullivan, he was taking pictures at Atwood Fest. He posted a picture of me on the Luther Allison stage wearing a banana suit just before Porky's Groove Machine.
Oh, good.
I saw it.
It's one of my finer moments in life.
Oh, next year it's the hot dog suit, though.
What was your favorite part of Atwood Fest this year, Rocker?
Wow, you know, there was a lot.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed hanging out with Jane Lee Hooker. They were in here from New York City. And they just had a lot of great things to talk about. They put on a great show.
So good.
They had an incredible crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that band so much. They were really awesome. VO5 was...
Well, they always bring it.
They always bring it. But, you know, this time we were in a new area. So there was a larger sort of area. And we calculated between 7,000 and 8,000 people there in front of the stage. All dancing, all night. It was really just insane.
And I was honored to introduce Steely Dane.
Yes.
And I'm always amazed. What a good move by whoever organizes that festival. Rocker. They brought out a ton of people for the opening on Sunday at noon. And
this time, they did.
I did not hear anyone grumbling about being there at noon. Because I think the first time you did that, people are like, oh my God, I was here all night and now it's noon and here I am again. And it's a brilliant idea. And everybody just had such a great time with Steely Dane.
Oh, yeah. And there were people who showed up early and they brought their chairs.
Yes.
And they staked out like little places where there was shade.
They did, yeah.
And people like, yeah, they showed up and up against the fence. The whole row was, they showed up early and it was great. I think that's a great time for Steely Dane.
Mm-hmm.
People love to show up there. And Joey Banks, right?
Oh, Joey.
He's the backup drummer for VO5.
Oh.
But he also plays in Steely Dane.
Yes,
so
he does.
Ended the night with VO5, went home, got back up in the morning, and he was back on stage at noon on, you know.
Plus, he supplied the drum kit for the backline on each stage.
Yes, he did. Yes.
Yeah, he said he had to go take a nap after Steely Dane, and he was going to come back and do something else and then take the drums home.
There's no disputing that guy is the hardest working drummer in Madison.
Oh, he's such a good guy, too. Yeah. Thanks, Joey B.
Speaking of good guys, we got Aaron Weber. He's in the studio. We're going to have a chat with him about the Aaron Weber Group. MoveToMadison.com. That's coming up in just a little bit. Terry Barr, you're going to have some bar notes later. Looking forward to that as well.
You know it.
Hey, Cat and a Hurricane, they got a show coming up on Friday, September 15th, live on King Street. It's the free concert series. That's such a good time. You got to go check it out. Cat and a Hurricane, their latest song right now, On My Way Back. It's original local music from Wisconsin. Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
I can handle it myself. Too forgotten. Civic Media and Mad Radio 92.7 present the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, Sunday, August 20th at the High Noon Saloon, featuring the debut of Electromag, Seven Seasons Deep, and Iron Plow. Doors open at noon, the rock starts at 1, and you're out of there by 4. It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, Sunday, August 20th at the High Noon Saloon. For tickets, go to high-noon.com.
Do you enjoy shopping for handcrafted products? Do you believe in making the world a better place? You will love Ethical Trade Co. Browse for goods from around the globe, knowing by purchasing fair trade products, you are supporting the artists' economic independence. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Over the years, we have done our best to bring you the highest quality products our industry has to offer. And we are very excited to bring you a new location just east of the Capitol at 951 Williamson Street. Now with three locations, there's an Ignite Glass and Gifts near you, no matter which side of town you're on. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Let's torch some glass at Ignite.
Today's Random Thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. You ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all first Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin, broadcasting to the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Jimmy K, Rocker, and Terry Barr with you. Hey, have you grabbed the Civic Media app yet? If not, what are you waiting for? You can choose to listen to any of the stations on the Civic Media Network. You can choose your hometown station or explore new stations. Plus, you can text or call
your
favorite host anytime.
Are you doing it now, Terry?
Do it right now.
I'm going to check. I don't think we have any so far.
Oh, I thought she was going to text us.
I can text us, sure. Maybe that'll get it started.
We're texting ourselves. We're texter baiting.
Well, we're seeding the pod here for the tip top. That's what we're doing here. You know?
Love it.
Get the Civic Media app on your phone right now at civicmedia.us or any app store. We'll take care of that, Rocker.
Jimmy, we had one of our great sponsors stop down here to the brand new studio for the first one. Aaron Weber from the Aaron Weber Group. He's hanging out with us, and he's going to tell us a little bit about what's happening in this market called Madison with housing.
Let me just point out, you're number one, Aaron.
Number one
in the new studio, man. Oh, congratulations.
That's right. Welcome.
So excited to be here, and it's amazing to see how clean it is. So, I mean, nothing's out of place. I'm the first person here. We can break stuff. I mean, it all goes downhill. So, it's going to be a good night.
Now, Aaron, those of our listeners who don't know, what is the Aaron Weber Group and who is Aaron Weber?
Well, the Aaron Weber Group, we work for First Weber. We're realtors. We're a team of people here in the Madison area. We sell a ton of homes, and basically we can help you buy, sell, invest, you know, do rentals, everything like that. So just reach out to us, and we'll have a lot of fun doing this. So it's a very good experience.
This market right now, were talking earlier, the prices are high. Mm-hmm. There's an inventory shortage.
Huge shortage.
How do we get over this?
Well, the easiest way to get over this is sell your house, but then where are you going to go?
Yeah.
So the other easiest way is to have builders start building more homes.
What will that take?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, it's very expensive.
Yeah. We are one of the most expensive markets.
What are they building new houses for? Like, if I wanted a brand new house, what's the average price?
Oof. Wow.
Brand new house, average price, you're probably $600 or so. But to get in, you're probably in around $400, $425. Yep. But, yeah, you know, compared to three, 4 years ago, that's way higher. So.
I just did a story on renters, and I know I was messaging you guys about that. And Madison is one of the highest rental markets as well, higher than Minneapolis.
And one of the lowest vacancy rates.
Yeah.
So it's next to impossible to find a rental.
So you sell your house, you can't find a rental.
You can't find a rental.
Right.
All the buildings that you see going up right now for rentals, they're already rented.
Yeah. Wow. There's a waiting list for all of them.
What do you do with people who are moving here newly for a job and want to buy a house?
Try not to laugh.
Oh, dear.
But once you get past that, you develop a great strategy of how we can get in, finding the inventory that's not out there. Because we know a ton of sellers that are getting ready to sell, and we can matchmake.
That's awesome.
Getting people in to what's there.
I like this guy.
Wow.
I try to be cool. I mean,
I'm taking tips. I'm writing notes down here.
I don't want to sell my house right now, but if I did, I'd work with you.
I can't tell Rocker everything, though.
Oh, got it.
There is a conflict of interest brewing here. There'll be a war in the parking garage. Film at 11.
Oh, wow.
And we'll finish it, you know, down at the bar. So we'll be fine.
There you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, perfect.
Oh,
talk about your team, because you guys are really well respected. You're one of the number one First Weber realtors in the area. Talk about the team and how you all built that.
So I built the team probably started about 10 years ago, putting together a small group of people, just trying to get a great match for our personalities where we have a lot of fun with what we do. We take stuff seriously, but we make sure you have fun with the whole process. So, you know, handpicking people that I like that fit personality-wise, that we can have a great fit doing everything that we're out there.
Love it.
So we've been doing it, you know, as a team for the last basically 7 years. We've been the top one in the top agents and teams in the entire company for the whole state.
Oof.
Which
wow.
is pretty impressive. My last name's Weber. I work for First Weber. No relation. It would be awesome. I'd be golfing somewhere warm.
Yeah. No, yeah.
So
you would still be here on the radio.
I would still be on the radio, but I can't golf well. So I guess I'll keep doing real estate.
There you go.
So
fly the helicopter and hang right on top of the building here. You know,
is that what you do? You take your do you take your team out anywhere? Cool, like Jamaica or what?
No, Jamaica, nothing like that. We're looking to go down to I believe Broadhead right now and go go kart racing.
Oh,
we do a lot of just more extreme, kind of crazy stuff.
I like that.
Yeah, next week we're going jumping out of a plane with parachutes.
I would totally do that. Are you kidding?
We got five guys and four parachutes. Choose wisely.
Very nice. Aaron Weber from the Aaron Weber Group here in Madison. How do people get a hold of you if they want to buy a home or sell their home?
The best way is to go to our website, movetomadison.com. Very simple, movetomadison.com.
Now, I saw here that it was something about selling your home on vacation. I'm taking notes. What's up with this?
It's very fun to sell your home on vacation.
That sounds stressful.
It is very stressful, but we don't let you know of the stress.
you take all the stress.
Yeah, we take all the stress, okay. And we send you a nice email later, like it's all handled.
Okay.
Wow.
Is this good for you? And they're like, and if not, we don't tell them of all the pitfalls that we went through the entire process and how my hair is turning gray. And you know, it's fine.
You actually have homeowners who go on vacation and you like, boom, sell their house while they're gone.
Absolutely.
With permission, of course.
Oh, of course.
Well, yeah.
They have to sign the documents.
Oh, that's a good one, Jimmy K.
I mean, we're not going to sell Jimmy's house when he's gone next week.
Right. So, yes. I like he added permission.
So what we do is we get ready to list our house. And we're like, hey, why don't you just go to the Dells or go somewhere fun for the weekend?
Yeah.
And we'll get everything handled and we'll talk Monday night.
That's great. That's great. Move out, sell the house.
Yep.
Live the life. Relax. Movetomadison.com if you want more information or contact them. Got a phone number, Aaron?
608-556-4179 is the best number to reach us. Or just go to our website, text, email, or, you know, call.
Awesome. So. Appreciate you, my friend. Thank you for coming in tonight.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You.
Remember, you're number one.
I'm the first one here. This is probably the best it's going to get.
Hey, we got Bard Nose coming up with Terry Barr. We got Nick Moss joining us next hour.
And we got texts.
And we have texts.
We do.
What are
we
people
got one
saying?
That says, party.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
At least
and another
pick
that
me
says,
up the
State Street. Yeah, the party one is for you. And another one that says, State Street with fire and prayers and hearts.
Fire on State Street. That's for Ty. That's where the...
I should have saved that one for him when he's coming in later.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text from the Civic Media app. Let's do some rain stirring right now so I can sleep on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
So I can't sleep. Send your love. pastime to me.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Woke up feeling good today. Been in the sunshine, kiss my face. So full of joy, I'm glowing like a rainbow. Let some water refresh my soul. Getting ready to hit the road. Wearing a smile from my head down to my tiptoes. I'm living my best life. Feel the rush of the outside air. Taking the beauty everywhere. I count the many reasons to be thankful.
living the music inside me, and I know it's my destiny. I'm feeling blessed and I'm so very grateful, 'cause I'm living my best life.
Living my best. That's brand new. The People Brothers Band. Sisters and Brothers is the name of the new CD. And I got to tell you, you got to pick that up right now.
Yeah.
It is so, so good. Hey, everybody. Happy Saturday evening to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. It is time for Bar Notes here on Max Inc. Radio Civic Media with Terry Barr. A look at the news and notes of the Wisconsin music scene, sponsored by Weikert Realtors Lake Point. They'll help open the door to your future home. Get more information at Weikert-Lakepoint.com.
All right, Jimmy K., thank you so much. I'm going to start with something a little bit different. A college sports tradition. Now, this one includes music, so this is why we're talking about it. Badgers football and the playing of Jump Around. Right now, it is the number one spot on the USA Today 10 best poll. I mean, this is like things like Purdue's big bass drum and the Army-Navy game, things like that.
The only thing that comes close, I think, to Jump Around is the Iowa's waving to the kids.
Yes, of course. That is so cool when they do that. The kids in the hospital is what Jimmy Kay's talking about. If you want to keep Jump Around, this wonderful Wisconsin tradition, at the top, you can vote until Monday, August 21st. All you have to do is go to 10, the number, 10best.com, 10best.com. The actual winner is going to be revealed on Friday, September 1st, and that feels like it's just in time for the actual kickoff to college football. Let's do this. Let's keep Jump Around in there.
All in Wisconsin.
Ah, yes. Okay, MAMA Awards, the Madison Area Music Association Awards, coming up already now on Sunday, August 27th, happening at 7 p.m. at the Crucible on Commercial in Madison. Great bands playing it. All of these are up for, not just one, but many of them are up for like 8 or 10 awards at the MAMAs. The Rascal Theory, Cat and the Hurricane, just heard a song from them. And Mascot Theory, they will be the entertainers for the night. While in between all the music, we'll find out the finalists, who is actually going to be the actual award winner from the list of all the finalists. And yes, I just have to remind everybody, we are up. Yes, we are. We are up for the radio show award, Max Inc. Radio.
We're going to win.
I'll keep our fingers crossed. I know the competition is always so great. So we're just happy that we were nominated and made it to the finalists at this point. Okay, number three for you. Have you heard about this? Metallica is doing scholarships for kids going to tech schools. Yeah. And the most recent addition, and it came about by people voting who Metallica should support, Northeast Wisconsin Technical College, and that's in Green Bay. Congratulations, because now 100 students are going to get the chance to apply for $1,000 scholarships. Again, it's all coming from Metallica because they just believe everybody should have an opportunity to get a decent education.
Amazing.
I know. They started this quietly a few years ago. They now are up to 42 schools with, again, Northeast Wisconsin Technical College in Green Bay being the latest one. Very, very cool. And there are your bar notes. I'm Terry Barr.
Thank you, Terry. We got Herd of Bison coming up later on the show. We got Nick Moss Band just around the corner.
No, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You know what I love? You know what I love? I love vinyl. And this album has been released on vinyl.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
And I have a copy that's going to be delivered to my house very soon.
Nice.
You should do the same thing. Go to marstonmusic.com and reserve your album of Tune It Out. It's Marston on Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media. We are local music.
Choking up.
I can't wait to get to that vinyl on my turntable at home.
I'm
and
a little
just
jealous.
Crank it.
Yeah, I didn't know this was coming out on vinyl, so
it's
I need
right
to.
Now.
Yeah, I need
Brian,
to.
Brian, I know you're
down.
Listening. Buy the vinyl right now at MarstonMusic.com. Joel yes. Marston will hug you next time he sees you for
that's
sure.
So good.
How you doing, everybody? You know, so Terry, we're at our brand new studio here at Civic Media. Downstairs is the Madison Comedy Club.
It is.
So
yes.
Who's playing at the Madison Comedy Club tonight?
Well, at Comedy on State, in case anybody was wondering, now where downtown? Yeah, we're on State Street, the heart of it all.
I can see the Overture Center out my window.
Isn't
here.
It cool? And it's fun to be able to watch all the people walking by.
Yes.
Yeah. The best of the fest is tonight. It's the best of Madison Comedy Week.
Mm.
Hand-picked comedians from the entire week, the entire festival, they are going to be doing comedy tonight. Tickets available right at the door. Come on down. And they're doing two shows, one at 7:30 and then one at 10 o'clock. And the lineup's going to be different for both shows.
So Madison Comedy Week, you know who organizes that is Jake Snell.
Yes.
And Allie Lindsay, I believe.
Yes. Didn't they do an interview with us last year?
We did.
Yes.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hoping to hear more from our comedian friends. That's something that I used to do on the Jimmy Kay Show all
of
the time.
Of course you did.
And I want to incorporate. And what we could do is we could just go downstairs and invade them downstairs.
We could definitely
We could take
do
the
that.
Live remote thing downstairs and we could just bust into the show. You know, they're on stage. Hey, we're on the radio now.
Yeah.
We'll get kicked out, but that's okay.
Uh-huh.
We can do that. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text through the Civic Media app. Nick Boss Band. Cannot wait to talk to Nick next hour. That's coming up. Stick around. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Alice. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley, 93.5, The Tap.